So right now, I would like to please have you welcome the president of St. Petersburg College, Dr. Tanja Williams.
I know you thought I was going to go on stage, but I'm a walker, and I would have fallen for sure because it's just a little too small. So my name is Tanja, and I really appreciate the opportunity to share with you my story because the game you just played was my life. And you got to see it from a child's standpoint. When a child watches a parent try to figure out how to get the lights back on, how to pay the bills, and then you're hungry. Many of us talk about being hungry, but you have never been hungry until there's absolutely nothing else to eat. That's when you're hungry. So my grandmother used to tell me, when your stomach is full, it doesn't know what it's full of. Eat the egg, you'll be okay. So many times you don't realize what people go through in living this life. I was born and raised here in St. Petersburg. I was born in Mercy Hospital. That's where African Americans were born, and we called it on the Deuces back then, on 22nd Street. And then my mother got married, and we left my grandmother's home, and everything went crazy because the person she chose was not the best person. So we lived a dysfunctional life for about 8 years. Until finally he left. And we literally skipped school and ate Publix cake. That was probably all the money we had. We were so glad that it was over. Because of the life that we lived was not perfect. Imagine from a child's face to come home to see if the lights are on or if the water's working. And your mom is working. She's trying to make it happen. She's trying to do the best she can with a high school diploma. And she's telling you, but you better go to school. You better learn, and you better do better than me. That's the life that I had growing up. And you know what? I wouldn't trade it for the world because it's that kind of life that helped me be the person that I am today. And there were people that I call gap fillers. You ever heard that term before? These are people who stood in the gap on behalf of my family to help a single mother with three children make it. By bringing food, by bringing us to the free clinic. And I was little, so I don't know if it was actually Beth the free clinic, but we stood in line and got food. And it is the most humbling experience. I was young, I just knew it didn't feel right, but I knew we needed the food. So I got in the line with my mom, and we went through, and we got the food we needed, and we went home, and we ate, and we were happy. So one of the things that they did not tell in the story was a part of the deal for my stepfather was to pay the mortgage. That's all he had to do. And I believe I was in the 9th or 10th grade, and I came home, and all of our things were on the front lawn. He did not pay the mortgage. My mother came home, and she was a wreck. And I was the oldest, so how many of you are the oldest in the family? Yeah, then you know what that means. You go into worker mode. You try to figure out how to make this work. So I'm feverishly going through the items, trying to grab things that no one else had taken that we could use. And here comes a gap filler, a person by the name of Irma Jean Moment. She owned Moment's Paving Construction Company at the time. Irma Jean Moment said, "Come with me." Now, the thing about being poor, I didn't know we were poor until I went to college. Then I realized, man, we were poor. I didn't know that. Because someone was always there to help fill the need. The need that I knew about, but I didn't understand how serious it was. Well, Miss Moment took us to one of her properties and told us we could stay there rent-free. Now, people just don't do that these days, but she did it. Then she filled the refrigerator. For the first time, I believe I was in the 10th grade, I had a steak. I had never eaten a steak in my life. My mother didn't even know how to cook the steak. She, you know, we were like, "Mom, this is a little rubbery." She goes, "It's real expensive, better eat it." But there are people that grew up the way I grew up, only through about the 10th grade. After that, our life was smooth because I got a job working at Georgia Swimming Pools. I brought my check home. It supplemented. My brother worked at Publix. He brought his check home. It supplemented. And we were happy to be a strong family. But there are many of us out there who have not experienced someone standing in the gap for them, someone willing to give, someone who's willing to share, someone who's willing to stand in the gap for someone who's down on their luck. There was nothing my mother did wrong. She didn't do anything wrong, but it was just our reality at the time. It was what happened. But you don't have to live there. You just need it for a moment, that situational help, Beth, that you talked about. It wasn't something we wanted to do for life because we knew that wasn't the life we wanted to live. But that was the life we had at that time. I share this with you because I'm not ashamed of it. I share this with you because many of my students at St. Pete College are still going through stuff like that. They are still availing themselves of the resources that St. Pete Free Clinic provides. But if any of us turn our backs today and decide that we are not going to stand in the gap for people who need help, who will grow up like I did and give back, I have the requirement, the responsibility to be a gap filler. And I don't talk about it, but it's my job because I could not stand here today had not other people stood in the gap for me. Now, let me tell you what happens when you're really hungry. And I don't know if I've ever really been hungry, hungry. You know, I hear my grandma say hungry, hungry. I don't know what it means, but it really means really, really. But I know what it means to not know where the food's coming from, but to believe it's going to come. And it is very hard in a desperate situation when you don't know how you're going to make it to the next day. If you've never been there, you never want to. But there are many folks in Pinellas County who are one paycheck away from being in that situation. And they're hidden figures because we walk past them every day. We see them at restaurants all the time. These are working people who may work in the food industry and still go home at night and be hungry and still have to avail themselves of these resources and services. So I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but when you're hungry, you can't focus. You can't do your job. You can't stay in that lane where you feel like, I got this, because you're hungry. Your stomach is growling. But the worst thing is to see your children who are looking to you to help them. There is no parent in this room who does not want to provide for their kid. I've never heard a parent say, I love my life and I don't want to provide for them. Whatever happens, happens. But they get in that situation to where they need help for hope. So I hope that as we hear about the buildings that the free clinic have, it's the people in the buildings that matter. It's the love that they're shown when they come to you in their most desperate need and say, I'm hungry. My children have not eaten. It is the way the clinic works. It is the smile. They smile at you when you walk in. They want to help. I hope that today you will believe that investing in the free clinic will help build people like me and others to come. Because had it not been for services like that, we would not have gotten out of the poverty situation we were in, and we would not have finished high school. We would not have gone to college, because you can't focus when there's no food. The other thing you can't do when there's no food, you can't think, because all you're thinking about is how hungry you are. And you're desperate. And you feel like there's just no way out of a no way. You're just trying to make it happen. But then comes that gap filler, that person who does it just because. They don't want anything back. They want to make sure that they're investing in their future. Because can you imagine knowing that we invest either in more jails, or we can invest in more colleges, or we can invest in the free clinic? Either way, before we end our lives, we're going to invest in something. Well, I say, let's invest in hope. I say, let's invest in the underdog. I say, let's invest in the individual who's struggling, whose life you can't even imagine. You can't even fathom what that is like. Let's invest that way and make a difference, not only in Pinellas County, but in this world. Because there are people who are hidden figures who you see every day who could use that help. And I hope that by playing the game with my story, you can understand that it's not where you start, it's where you finish. Thank you.